弟兄姐妹，请你们继续打开你们的圣经，在马可福音。
Brothers and sisters, please open your Bible to the Gospel according to Mark.
十一章哈，就是我们刚才所读的。
Chapter 11, we just read it.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for heartily.
我们在这个时候，我们的心里面真的是想到在灾区的那些人。
At this time, we think about those who are suffering from the earthquake.
我们心里面也很沉重。
We are very heavy-hearted.
我们有很多事情我们也不了解。
There are many things we do not understand.
但是我们知道主你是那位至善的神。
But we know, Lord, you are the good God.
你是那位永远不会改变的神。
You are the unchanging God.
主，你不会行恶来行善。
You would not do evil, but only do good.
我们就是感谢你。
We thank you.
在这种情况之下，主，我们也想到我们自己。
And in such circumstances, we think about ourselves as well.
我们真的没有比他们好到哪里去。
We have nothing better than them.
我们在你的眼里面也跟他们也是一样的。
In your eyes, we're just like them.
但是为什么这些事情不临到我们的身上？
Why this thing doesn't happen to us?
你让我们存着一个谦卑的心来到你的面前。
You let us come before you with humble hearts.
看见你是那位至高的真神。
To see you're the high, most high God.
你照着你自己的旨意在这个地上行事。
You do things on this world according to your own will.
虽然很多时候我们不了解。
Even though there are times we do not understand.
但是我们愿意顺服。
But we want to submit ourselves.
我们愿意信靠你。
We want to trust you.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you. We pray in all of Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天我们要从马可福音第十一章十二节到十四节，我们先看这个故事。
First, today we're going to look at this story recorded in Mark chapter 11.
那我们看前后文的时候，我们可能就会。比较更了解主耶稣圣灵感动马可为什么把它写下来。
If we read the context, we can understand why the Holy Spirit moved Mark to record this.
前面是主耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷。
Right before this is our Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
那些人在欢迎他，以为他要来做王。
They welcome him, they thought he may be coming to be king.
然后后面呢，马可记载就是他到圣殿里面去洁净圣殿。
After this, Mark recorded how he went to cleanse the temple.
那我们在其他的福音书，我们看见人家就问他说：“你凭什么权柄做这些事情？”
In other books, we can see that they ask him on what authority you're doing those.
他们在这个地方向耶稣的权柄挑战。
They are challenging Jesus' authority.
啊，这个耶稣呢，就在我想就是圣灵告诉马可把这个故事记下来。
I think it's the Spirit told Mark to record this story.
我们看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
他说第二天他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了。
The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry.
我们每次看到圣经上面，当他讲到说耶稣饿了的时候。
Every time when the Bible says Jesus is hungry.
或者是说耶稣在睡觉。
Or they say Jesus is sleeping.
或者是说耶稣渴了
or when Jesus is thirsty,
或者是说耶稣他心里面难过
or when Jesus was troubled,
或者是说他哭起来了
or when they say Jesus wept,
他真的是哭过啊
he really have cried.
在约翰福音第十一章第三十五节那边
it's recorded in John 11:35.
我自己看到这边的时候我就想到他告诉我们耶稣是一个完完全全的人
when I read this, it tells me that Jesus is a complete human.
他有我们人的这些性情
has all our emotions.
但他在这个世界上，他圣经上告诉我们说，他道成了肉身来到这个世界上。
The Bible tells he came incarnation to this world.
他是完完全全的人。
He is 100% man.
他也是完完全全的神。
He is also 100% God.
这个是我们没有办法想通的。
This beyond our imagination.
因为我们从来没有看过这样子的一个人。
We have never seen a person like.
我们只能从圣经上面神告诉我们说，他的儿子来到他的独生子来到这个世界上，他就是这样子。
We can only know that from the Bible that his only son came just like that.
我们知道他是从玛利亚所生的。
We know he was born from Maria.
虽然他出生的经历很特别。
Although the birth was special.
但是他仍然是一个他确确实实的一个婴孩。
But he was indeed an infant at birth.
他有肉身的。
He has a body, physical body.
所以在这里，他告诉我们说，耶稣饿了。
Here tell us Jesus is hungry.
他远远的看见一棵无花果树。
He saw a fig tree from in the distance.
那树上有很多的叶子。
There are many leaves.
他就想说，我到那边可能可以找到一些果子。
So he thought I go there can find some fruit.
他到了树下，竟找不着。
As he came, he couldn't find any.
弟兄姐妹，我们想一下。
Let's think.
我们讲一下，在马太福音里面，当主耶稣受试探的时候。
Let's think in Matthew when he records the temptations of our Lord.
试探他的就是那个撒旦。
The one who tempted him was Satan.
他就告诉主耶稣，他说：“你若是神的儿子的话。”
He told Jesus, "If you are the Son of God."
你可以把这些石头变成食物。
You can turn some stones into food.
因为他肚子饿了嘛。
Because he's hungry.
但是主耶稣呢，他可不可以把那些石头变成食物呢？
Can Jesus turn those stones into food?
他当然可以。
Of course he can.
但是他没有那样子做。
But he didn't do it.
所以我看到这边的时候，我就在想，主耶稣既然是神，对不对？
Here I think since he is God.
那么他肚子饿了，他就变一些东西嘛，自己吃了肚子不就不饿了吗？
If hungry, he can turn something into food to stop the hunger.
但是我们从他受试探的事情，我们就晓得。
From the When he was tempted, we know.
我们从他的祷告，我们也知道。
From his prayers, we know.
在约翰福音第十七章，
In John
我们知道他是一个很顺服的人。
We know he is a submissive person.
他是完全顺服神的旨意。
He fully submits to God's will.
圣经上虽然没有讲。
Even the Bible didn't say it.
但是我们知道他知道神的心意。
But we know he knows God's will.
神有另外的目的。
He has another purpose.
神有他自己的计划
God has his own plan.
他早就计划好了
He has already planned it.
主耶稣知道他的心意是在哪里
Lord Jesus knows his will.
他可以把无花果树上面变几个无花果在上面对不对
He could turn some fruits on the tree.
为什么要这样子的好像像戏剧化一样 dramatic 让我们看见这些事情
Why it has to be so dramatic so we can see this?
他知道神的心意是在哪里
他知道 where God's will is.
他知道okay, everything is fine. Okay, okay. 那么，然后我们就在想说，你看他可以做这些事情，他为什么不做
？He knows he can do it. Why doesn't he do it?
而且圣经上，马可圣灵感动马可，他特别记下来，他说，因为不是收无花果树的时候。
The Bible recorded, according to Mark, it was not the season.For the fruit.
对我们人来讲
to us,
哇你现在种一棵树你没有果子嘛当然不是结果子的时候、
so、
对不对
plant a tree now, there's no fruit because now the season.
所以这件事情对我们人来讲不太合情合理对不对
so it doesn't make sense.
没有办法通过我们的理性
it cannot pass our rational thinking.
哎结果呢他就咒诅了这棵树
then he cursed.The tree.
他说从今以后有没有人吃你的果子
okay, from now on, no one will eat fruit from you.
弟兄姐妹我们在圣经上面我们有时候会看到主耶稣或者是神做一些事情不合情也不合理
So sometimes from Bible when we see the things that Jesus did doesn't seem to be followed the logic
我们一定要注意一件事情
But we need to remember one thing
神是全能的
God is omnipotent
而且他也是全知的
He is omniscient too.
而且是他也是全善的。
He is also all good.
他也是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
他不会随随便便做事情的。
He will not do things carelessly.
我们一定要谦卑下来。
We need to humble ourselves.
所以我们看这段经文的时候，我们一定要谦卑下来，我们一定要仔细的去看神到底要做什么事情。
So we read the passage. We need to humble ourselves. to truly understand what God wants to do.
不要用我们人的想法去批判神。
Don't use our thinking to criticize God.
我们要真的是知道，这是圣灵感动人写下来的。
We know that this is moved by Holy Spirit and wrote down by man.
在这一件事情上面。
And on this recording.
主耶稣他有目的的。
Jesus has his own purpose.
他的目的是要叫他的门徒看见一些事情。
He wants his disciples to see something.
他也希望旁边的人能够看见他到底是谁。
He also wants other people to know who he truly is.
所以在第十四节最后一句话，马可他特别记载，他说他的门徒也听见了。
That's why Mark recorded at the end of verse 14, and his disciples heard him say it.
主耶稣他用一句话。
Jesus is one sentence.
他就告诉这棵树。
He told this tree.
好像是对一个人讲话一样。
As if he was telling to a person.
他就告诉他，从今以后，永远没有人吃你的果子。
He says, "May no one ever eat fruit from you."
到了二十节那边。
When they get to verse 20,
他告诉我们，早晨他们从那里经过，看见无花果树，连根都枯干了。
So when the morning they pass along, they saw even the root are withered.
如果你稍微说实在话，你真的不需要懂树是什么哈。
Actually, you really don't understand what.
我们知道，当我们把一棵树锯下来的话
，when the we cut off a tree,
它要搞了好几天之后，那个叶子才会枯掉。
You wait for many days before the leaves.
圣经上告诉我们说，主耶稣他可以使这个无花果树连根都枯干了。
The Bible tells us Lord Jesus can even make the root of the tree wither.
他在这里，他要他的门徒，他要旁边的人知道他是谁。
Through this, he wants his disciples and all the other people to know who he is.
他是那位有主权的神。
He is the God with sovereignty.
他是那位全知、全善、全能的神。
He is the omnipotent, omniscient, all God, all holy God.
他也是不会改变的神。
He is the unchanging God.
他是从昨日、今日直到永远，他都是一样的。
From yesterday, today, and still forever.
虽然他有人，他成了人的样子来到这个世界上，但是他仍然是神。
Even he came as a man's image, he still is God.
这是看圣经的一个秘诀哈。
So this is the secret and mystery of the Bible.
当我们在圣经上面，我们看见不合我们的情理的时候
，When it doesn't seem to follow our logic,
不要把你自己放得太大。
Don't think about too much of yourself.
你要谦卑下来。
You need to humble yourself.
你要知道神他是知道所有的事情。
You need to know God. He knows everything.
他已经计划好了，他要行事的。
He has already planned and he'll do it.
不管是在对这个世界上来讲
，It doesn't matter in this world.
或者是对你个人来讲
，Up to you.
他早都计划好了。
He has already planned.
他不会因为看见我们人行事，他才改变他的计划。
He will not change his plan because how we act.
他跟我们不一样。
He's different from us.
他是从永远直到永远。
He is from eternity to eternity.
他不受时间的限制。
He's not limited by time.
我们是要每天一天一天过，我们才知道下面会发生什么事情。
We have to live every day, then we know what's going to happen.
但是神早就知道了。
But God knows already.
这就是他要他的门徒知道他是什么，他是哪，他是谁。
This is why he wants his disciples to know who he is.
他也要让人知道他看重的是人。
He also wants people to know he emphasizes he values man.
他可以变很多的果子，他甚至可以变，就像在马太福音，撒旦试探他的，你可以把这些石头变成面包哈，我们英文的翻译是面包。那么中文的翻译可能就是 rice 是不是、啊、那么我们就是让我们晓得说他可以这样子做，可是他没有这样子做。
Where did they know that he could he recorded that he could turn the stone into bread?
他为了人的缘故。
For man's purpose.
他为了人的灵魂的缘故。
For man's soul.
他为了人的生命的缘故。
For man's life.
他要人认识他就是神。
He wants people to know that he is God.
因此我们人就有蒙恩得救的信心。
Therefore we will have the faith that we can be saved.
你知道耶稣决定不是因为他，当我们看到这里的时候，我们想一下，耶稣他决定不是因为吃不到果子肚子饿了心里不高兴。
So when we read it, we need to understand At this time, Jesus was hungry, but he was not unhappy because there's no fruit.
所以因为他不高兴, 所以他就咒诅这个树, 叫这个树枯干。
Because he's not happy, therefore he cursed the tree.
你知道如果他这样子, 他就犯了罪了。
If he did so, then he has sinned.
他没有这样子做,
he didn't do this.
因为他顺服神的心意,
because he submitted to God's will.
因为他, 他联系人, 他, 他真的是心里面顾念的就是人。
Because he thinks and care about him.
他要人因他能够认识这位至高的真神。
He wants all the men to know this holy God through him.
我不晓得你们有没有肚子饿过的时候。
I don't know if you have experienced hungry.
我听到一个见证啊。
I heard a witnessing.
这个人的见证很有意思。
This is very interesting.
他在念书的时候, 他在中学的时候,
when he was in the middle school,
他是一个很准时的人。
He was always punctual.
哇, 这个中学就很准时, 那是很特别,
that's not easy to be punctual.
他每天他要回家吃饭。
Every day he go home for dinner.
每天中午12点回家吃饭。
Every noon he goes home for lunch.
所以他的母亲呢, 也晓得他的, 他的需要。
His mother knows his needs.
所以他一回来 12点。
He always come home at 12 noon.
饭菜一定要摆在桌子上。
So all the food will be ready.
所以他马上就可以坐下来吃。
So he can sit down and eat.
吃完之后他就可以再回学校去。
After he eat, he'll go back to school.
结果有一天啊,
on one day,
他回来了,
he came home.
回来之后他的母亲啊, 还在赶着做菜。
His mother was still hurry cooking.
他心里面很不高兴。
He wasn't very happy.
他就拿了一桶水啊,
he took a bucket of water.
把那个炉子一浇,
he just dumped on the stove.
他心里面想,
he was thinking,
如果我不吃,
if I don't eat,
如果我吃不到,
if I cannot eat,
那全家人都不要吃,
then nobody can eat.
这是我们人啊,
this is man.
我们吃不到了, 我们心里面不高兴,
if we don't have it, we're not.
所以我们不能这样子看主耶稣啊,
we cannot look at Jesus.
主耶稣决定不是说因为他没有吃到东西, 他心里面不高兴, 所以他就咒诅这个树。
So Jesus didn't curse the tree because he didn't eat and was not happy.
他的目的就是要让人知道他是谁。
His purpose is to let people know who he is.
他不会犯罪的。
He would not sin.
他不像我们。
He's not like us.
我们会犯罪的。
We can sin.
圣经上告诉我们说, 树原来是枝叶茂盛, 对不对?
The Bible tells us the tree is full of leaves.
但是就是因为主耶稣讲了这么一句话,
just because Jesus said one sentence,
第二天早上看到的时候, 从根部开始, 全部都枯干了。
So the next morning when they saw it, it's weathered through the roots.
我相信叶子也是全部枯干的。
I believe all the trees were the leaves.
要不然彼得怎么知道这个树是枯干的?
Otherwise, how could Peter know the tree was weathered?
圣经上没有告诉我们说树倒下来了。
The Bible didn't tell us the tree fell down.
圣经上就是告诉我们说，他看到这个无花果树，他看见它连根都枯干了，他就知道连所有的叶子都枯干了。
The Bible knows he saw the weather, so he knows the whole tree, including the leaves.
这就是神。
This is God.
这一位到底是谁？
Who is this?
就好像他的门徒第一次当他平静风和海的时候，
just like the people when he calmed the sea.
他们就说， 哇，这个人到底是谁？
So he said, wow, what is this?
他连风和海都听他的话。
Even the winds, the ocean listens to him.
主耶稣在这里就是要让他们知道。
So here, Jesus just wants them to know.
他的权柄是在哪里？
His authority.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
因为他是造成了肉身的神。
Because he is the incarnate God.
好，这是我们了解这个故事。
So we understand the story.
那么从 22节开始,
start from verse 22,
一直到26节,
until 26,
那么就是我们怎么样应用前面这一段经文。
So this is how we apply the passage before.
主耶稣就把它应用在祷告的事情上面。
So Jesus used to apply to prayer.
他第一件事情, 他怎么应用在祷告的事情上面。
So first, how do you use in prayer?
在这里我们看见祷告也有律,
here we know there is a rule for the prayers.
哎呀, 就是 rule, 是神规定的 rule, 啊, 是神规定的律。
So this is God's ordained rule.
第一个, 他说你们当信服神。
Now you've got to believe in God.
接下去, 23节,
verse 23,
他就是用来解释这个信服神。
He interprets the submission.
25节也是他用来告诉我们信服神到底是怎么一回事。
Now verse 25 telling us what does it mean in believing in God.
当然从这个故事里面
through this story,
主耶稣要让我们知道他就是那位神。
The Bible teaches Jesus wants to know he is a God.
主权在他的身上。
He is a sovereign God.
他是从天上下来的。
He came from heaven above.
他是照着他自己的旨意行事。
He does things according to his own will.
他照着他自己的时间行事。
He doing things according to his own time.
他照着他自己的目的行事。
He doing things according to his own purpose.
他告诉我们要信服神。
He tells us we need to trust in God.
信服神会有什么结果？
What will happen if we trust in God?
他就用了一个比方。
So give a parable.
那么这是一个很大很大的一个对比。
This is a very strong cue.
这是当时犹太人他们惯用的一种方法。
This is a way the customer used in those days.
他说如果你对这座山说你挪开此地投在海里。
He said, if you tell this mountain that you move from here and fall into the sea.
一个山一个海。
There's a mountain, there's the ocean.
这是很大很大的一个对比。
There's a huge contrast.
就让人知道这个信心，那神如果做事的话，连这种事情他都会成就。
He just wants us to know if God wants to do it, even such a thing he will complete it.
这是一种当时的一种夸大性的说法。
So this is the way they exaggerated to discuss.
就好像我们现在也有一些夸大性的说法，对不对？
Just like we also exaggerate sometimes.
我们讲很简单的一个，
That's a very simple one.
啊，那么我们常常讲说，哎呀，我找你找了个半天呐。
I've been looking for you for half a day.
我到处找你，我都找不到你。
I was looking for you all over, couldn't find you.
他不一定是到处都在找你。
He didn't really look for you.
他只是用一种形容，他就是来告诉你说，他真的是找你找得很苦啊。
It's basically telling him he's trying to find you very hard.
他也不是真的是花了12小时的时间在找你。
That's only he spent 12 hours to find you.
这是我们的说法。
This is the way we talk.
当时的犹太人他们也有说法。
In those ways, they have the way they talk.
所以他们用这个一个山一个海来形容一个人的信心。
So they use the mountain and the sea to describe the faith.
那接下去他说，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的，必成就，就必给他成了。然后接下去，哦，对不起。
And he said, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen.
弟兄姐妹，这不是心诚则灵啊。
Brother said, this doesn't mean if you are sincere in your heart, it will work.
咱们中国人就讲说，心诚则灵，对不对？
That's what we say in Chinese. If you're sincere, it will work.
所以你随便拜哪一个都一样。
It doesn't matter what you do, it's the same.
只要你的心诚。他就会替你做事情。
Only if your heart is sincere, he will do it.
这不是的。
This is not the same.
主耶稣他在这里，我们不能离开那个前提。他就说：“你们当信服神。”
So we cannot overlook the emphasis. You ought to believe in God.
如果我们有那个信心的话
，If we do not have that faith,
我们对神的信心
，the faith in God,
知道他有这个能力可以做这些事情。
We know he has the ability to do all these things.
他有这个能力可以把山丢到海里面去。
He has the power to throw the mountain into the sea.
但是他会不会这样子做
？But will he do it?
他照着他自己的时间，照着他自己的旨意，照着他自己的目的来成就事情。
He will fulfill things according to his time, his will, and his purpose.
我们常常很多时候会误解这个地方。
Oftentimes we misunderstand.
我们就以为说，只要我们有信心，我们叫神做什么事情，他都会做。
He said, if we only need to have faith, we can ask God to do anything.
24节也是一样。
Verse 24,
他说我告诉你们凡你们祷告祈求的无论是什么只要信是得着的就必得着我们常常也是一样的想法
We often think the same.
我们觉得神是我们的仆人
We think God is our servant.
我们叫他做什么他就做什么
We ask him to do something, he will
我现在叫他做什么他就要做什么
We ask him to do something now, he will do it.
如果是他没有做的话
If he doesn't do it,
那我们就会想说这个神
Then we think about this God.
我们就说这个神 他没有能力。
We say God doesn't have the power.
我们就说这个神，他不是听祷告的神。
We say God doesn't listen to prayers.
甚至我还碰到一个年轻人，他就说这个神不爱我。
Then even I met a young man who tells me this God doesn't love me.
我们人就希望这个神是我们的仆人。
We wish God to be our servant.
但是主耶稣他在这里告诉他说，他说你们当信服神，他是告诉我们，我们要把神当成这位全能的主。
Here it says, believe in God. Jesus telling us to believe our God is the all-powerful God.
主权在他的身上。
He has the sovereignty.
他已经早就计划好了所有的事情。
He has already planned all things.
你的一生他也替你计划好了。
He has planned all your life.
你一生里面每一个细节他都替你计划好了。
Every single detail in your life is planned.
他的目的不是为了要荣耀你。
His purpose not to glorify you.
他的目的是为了要荣耀他自己。
He wants his purpose to glorify himself.
他要我们信靠顺服他。
He wants us to trust and obey.
我们中文翻译成信服哈。
So in Chinese we say trust and obey.
你要信靠而且顺服他。
你要 trust and submit yourself.
第二个原则。
The second rule.
他有他自己的时间。
He has his own time.
他有他自己的计划。
He has his own plan.
甚至他有他自己做成的方法。
He also has his own way of the method.
不能由我们来告诉他，叫他怎么做事情。
We cannot tell him what to do.
这是第二个原则。
So this is the second.
因为他在无花果树的事情上面。
Through the fig tree.
他让人看见。
He let us see.
在不是时候的。这不是节期的时候
Even when it's not in season,
他仍然要做事情
He's still going to do things.
即使是节期的时候他还是照着他自己的旨意做事情
Even in the time of the festival, he'll do his own thing.
他照着他自己的方法来做事情
He uses his own method to do things.
他可以像我们一样站在这里哇啦哇啦一直在讲
He could be just like us, still be,
但是他做了一件事情
But he did one thing.
他就是借着这个无花果树被他一句话使他枯干了。
So one sentence, he made the trees wither.
他让我们知道他是照着他自己的主权行事。
He tells us he does things according to his own sovereignty.
这个第二个律
That's the second rule.
就是我们要尊他为大。
So we need to honor him to be the highest.
第三个律
The third rule,
他说第二十五节
in verse 25,
他说你们站着祷告的时候若想起有人得罪你们就当饶恕他好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯你们若不饶恕你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯那么在小字上面他说有的古卷是没有这一节的哈
So some Bible doesn't have that last sentence
但是我自己在读这个地方的时候
When I was reading this,
我想神是不会写错事情的啊。
Well, I'm sure God will not write anything wrong.
他在这里告诉我们什么事情呢
？What is he telling us?
我们要去想原谅别人到底是什么意思
？What does it mean when we have to forgive others?
如果我们不能原谅别人的话
，If we cannot forgive others,
我不知道你们有没有不原谅别人的时候哈。
I don't know if you have the time you do not forgive other people.
我们为什么不能原谅别人
？Why cannot we forgive others?
因为我们觉得不公平。
Because we think it's not fair.
因为我们觉得这个人得罪了我。
He has offended me.
这个人在我身上占了便宜。
He has took advantage of me.
他为什么不受罚
？Why wasn't he punished?
我们。一直抓住我们不愿意原谅他
We hold on to it, we're not willing to forgive him
我们希望他能够受到惩罚
We wish he would be punished
不一定是我惩罚他
Doesn't mean I will punish him
但是总是要有人应该有一个人替我讨公道
But there should be somebody to give me fair
就是我们没有办法原谅别人了
We cannot Or forgive other people.
不能原谅别人，影响我们很大。
It affects us deeply if we don't forgive people.
我们在教会里面做传道人，我们知道的。
We know as a pastor in the church.
这些不能原谅别人的。
For those who cannot forgive other people.
你跟他谈的时候。
When you discuss with him.
因为他就是觉得说不公道。
He just thinks it's not fair.
我自己受了亏损。
I'm hurt.
这个人应该要受到惩罚。
He should be punished.
要不然就没有公义了。
Then there's no righteousness.
要不然就是没有公平了。
Then that's not fair.
但是不能原谅别人，你知道，在我们身上会越来越大。越来越大。
You know, when you cannot forgive other people, it just grows in ourselves.
有一个人到一个地步，他连晚上睡觉都睡不着了。
To the point that someone cannot even sleep at night.
他就是被这个人所控制了。
He was really controlled by this.
有很多时候啊，我发现我们是自找苦吃哈。
Oftentimes, I think we are taking our own trouble.
那个人根本就不记得了。
He don't even remember.
但是呢，我们却记得很清楚。
But we still remember it clearly.
然后成天就在那边想。
And we think about all day.
然后一想到他，心里面就不高兴。
Every time we think about,
一看到他，心里面就不高兴。
Every time we see him, we're not happy.
这是我们不能原谅人的一个很根本的一个东西。
This is a basic why we cannot forgive.
因为我们是以我为中心。
Because we were self-centered.
在以弗所书那边告诉我们。
In Ephesians, it tells us.
他说我们要学会原谅别人。
We need to learn how to forgive others.
其实他的意思是说，我们应该要原谅别人。
We ought to forgive others.
就好像神原谅我们一样。
Just like God has forgiven us.
圣经上告诉我们说啊，叫我们要弃绝谎言哈。
So we'll stop lying.
我们不要去听撒旦的话。
Don't listen to Satan.
撒旦就会告诉你，是啊，他怎么可以这样子欺负你，是不是啊？
Satan will tell you, yeah, how can he take advantage of you?
他已经侵犯到你了。
He already offended you.
他已经侵犯到你的家庭了。
He can violate your family.
他做了这些事情，真的是对不起你啊。
He does those things, but not good for you.
所以你不会原谅他的。
So you will not forgive him.
撒旦也很高兴。
Satan will be very happy.
因为撒旦他知道神原谅了我们。
Because Satan knows God has forgiven us.
但是他不希望我们也像神一样能够原谅别人。
But he doesn't want us to be like a God so we may also forgive others.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，就好像神在基督里面原谅我们一样。
The Bible tells us just like God has forgiven us in Christ.
是基督为我们所做的事情。
It's what Jesus has completed.
我自己是觉得哈，我从圣经上面看，我们基督徒原谅别人。
When I read the Bible, we Christians forgive other people.
有的时候你告诉他，哎呀，你要为他感谢神啊。
Sometimes you got to thank God for him.
他没有办法感谢神。
You couldn't thank God.
因为他心里面就是对这个人，他就是没有办法原谅他。
He just can't forgive that person.
我们说应该要有公道，对不对？
We said there has to be fair.
应该要有公义。
There has to be righteousness.
你知道你有没有想过？
I don't know if you thought about it.
其实公道公义都已经实现了。
Actually, righteousness already fulfilled.
都实现在耶稣的身上。
It all fulfilled in Christ.
耶稣也为这个人死掉了。
Christ also died for this person.
虽然他不认识他。
Even though he doesn't know him.
但是耶稣所有的不公平，所有的不公义，全部都在耶稣的身上。
So all unrighteousness is on Christ.
在他的身上没有一件事情是不义的。
In his, there's nothing is unrighteous.
每一件事情都是义的。
Everything is righteous.
他所做的所有的事情都是讨神喜欢的。
All he has done pleases God.
但是他来到这个世界上，人却真的是逼迫他，最后把他钉死在十字架上。
But when he came to this world, the people took care of advantage of him, crossed him on a nail.
你要的公道，
if you want the righteous,
你要的公义，
you want it to be fair,
已经是在他的身上。
It's already on him.
神已经把所有的惩罚都定在他的身上。
God has already sent all punishment on him.
你能不能原谅这个人呢？
Can you forgive this person?
这就是我们基督徒原谅别人的一个很基本、很基本的一个原则。
This is the very basic fundamental principle for Christians to forgive.
如果我们不原谅别人，
if we do not forgive,
其实圣经上让我们看见，我们就是一个以自我为中心的人。
The Bible tells us we would be a self-centered person.
我们所寻求的就是自己的义。
All we look for is our own.
我们所寻求的就是我们自己的满足。
We only ask seeking our own satisfaction.
主耶稣原谅我们。
Lord has Jesus forgive us.
哦，我们这样子讲好了。透过主耶稣，神原谅我们。
Through Lord Jesus, God has forgiven us.
他在十字架上祷告的时候。
When he prayed on the cross.
或者是说他在十字架上讲的那一句话。
Or we can say the thing that Jesus said on the cross.
你知道我自己常在想，他没有说好啊，我原谅你们呐。
I often think Jesus said, "Okay, I'll forgive you all."
他没有这样讲。
He didn't say that.
他说父啊，原谅他。
Father, forgive him.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
But they know not what they do.
在最后这个律。
The last rule.
如果我们明白。
If we understand.
原谅人是什么意思的话。
What it means to forgive people.
我们就能够明白，他最后一个律就是要我们谦卑下来。
So then we will understand his last rule.That we need to humble ourselves.
主耶稣在这件事情上，他自己也给我们了一个榜样。
So Jesus gives us a good example on this.
在腓立比书第二章那边就告诉我们。
In chapter 2 of Philippians, he tells us.
他来到这个世界上。
He came to this world.
他取了人的样子。
He took the image of man.
不但取了人的样子。
Not only took the image of man.
而且他取了奴仆的形象。
He also took the likeness of a servant.
为我们的罪钉死在十字架上
nailed for our sins on the cross
这就是他的谦卑
this is his humility
马可在这里记载
so Mark is recording here
他说你们站着祷告的时候
when you stand prayer
若想起有人得罪你们
you think of others who has offended you
你要饶恕他
you need to forgive him
好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
So that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins.
你知道我们人如果天父不饶恕我们的过犯的话
，Do you know if our heavenly Father does not forgive us?
其实对我们来讲是一件很痛苦的事情。
It's a very painful thing for us.
不但是现在
，Not even now.
而且将来
，Even the future.
我们很感谢神呢，我们信了主之后。
We thank God after we become a believer.
我们过去所有的罪，他都已经赦免了。
All our past sins are forgiven.
我们现在的罪，他也赦免了。
All our present sins are forgiven.
我们将来的罪，他也赦免了。
All our future sins are forgiven.
不是因为我们很好。
Not because we're good.
不是因为我们做了些什么事情。
Not because we have accomplished anything.
乃是完全是靠着耶稣基督所做的事情。
But it's depending solely on what has accomplished by Christ.
所以我们才能够有主耶稣所应许的那种喜乐跟平安。
That's how we can have the promised peace and joy from Jesus.
所以当你祷告的时候
，So when you are praying,
如果有人你没有办法原谅他
，If there is anyone you cannot forgive them,
你要去跟他和好
，You have to reconcile with.
你要去跟他，你要去告诉他，我因着主耶稣的关系，我不再计较。
He says, you need to tell him, because of our Lord Jesus, I would no matter mind.
我们要原谅别人。
We need to forgive others.
让我们在神面前有一颗谦卑的心。
So that we have a humble heart with God.
这就是我们从这一段圣经里面看到的第三个律。
This is the third rule we saw in this passage.
第一个，我们当信服神。
The first, we ought to believe in God.
神有他自己的主权。
God has his own sovereignty.
神有他自己做事的方法。
He has his own method of doing things.
神有他自己的时间。
He has his own time.
第二个律。
The second rule.
我们要知道他是有主权的。
We know that he has sovereignty.
第三个。
The third.
就是我们要谦卑。
We ought to be humble.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过，有的时候？你说我的祷告为什么神不听呢
？So brothers and sisters, have you ever thought why sometimes my prayer will not listen?
我所说的是神不听哈。
What I'm saying is God didn't listen.
不是神有问题。
It's not trouble with God.
是因为我们没有照着神的律去祷告。
Because we didn't pray according to God's rule.
当然，我也发现很多时候在我们当中， 有很多人对祷告是很惧怕的。
We know in our midst, many people are very afraid of praying.
其实祷告啊，啊，对不起啊，我不应该这样讲。我自己是觉得说祷告是一个很简单的事情。
I personally think prayer is a very simple thing.
做这件事情是很简单的。
It's easy to do it, simple to do it.
祷告就是我们对神的回应。
So to pray is our response to God.
也许我们常常在主日崇拜的时候，或者是在聚会的时候，我们听到有很多人的祷告，哇，真的是辞藻华丽优美。
Sometimes in the meetings or we worship, many people's prayers are with beautiful, polished words and sentences.
这也没什么错。
There's nothing wrong.
因为他可能真的是在主面前祷告，就是那个样子。
Maybe that's the way he is praying in front of God.
但是我们不一定要像他那个样子。
But we don't have to be like him.
但是我们祷告有一件事情你一定要知道的，就是你对神的回应。
But you need to know one thing.To pray is to respond to God.
神在你身上做的事情。
God has done things on you.
神在别人的身上做的事情。
God has done things on other people.
神让你看见他所行的奇事。
God lets you see the miracles.
神让你看见他是怎么样的一位神。
神 lets you see what kind of God he is.
神让你看见他是那位有全能的神。
God lets you see he is an all-powerful God.
或者是说，比方说现在我们听到这个地震的这些事情。
For example, we hear all the earthquakes.
这就是我们，那我们要祷告。
We are to pray.
我们怎么祷告
？How do we pray?
就是对神所做的事情，对神对我们所说的话，从圣经上所说的话，我们对他有一个回应。
So we have a response to what has done and what has said in the Bible.
我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible,
你读到神的话的时候
，When we read God's word,
神的话解开，让你心里面很喜乐。
When God's word is open, make brings joy to you.
你要做什么
？What do you want to do?
你就是回应嘛
，just respond。
你就跟他讲神啊，感谢你。
You can say God, thank you。
神啊，我真的是看见你自己是那位至高的真神，你是那位无所不知的神，无所不在的神。这就是我们对他的祷告。
Oh God, you are the all-powerful God. You are the omniscient God. This is how we respond。
但是现在很可惜的。
But very pitiful。
很多时候，你跟一些基督徒在一起祷告的时候
，When you pray with the Christians together，
我们就是在那边求。
We are just asking.
我们就是求神，你要给我这个，要给我那个，要给我那个。
We ask God to give us this, give us that.
很多时候我们掉入一个光景里面。
Oftentimes we fall into a situation.
我们就是以自我为中心的祷告。
It was self-centered prayer.
当然，我们刚开始的时候。
We know at the very beginning.
当我们刚刚信主的时候。
Beginning of play believer.
我想神可以，对不起啊。我不是神啊，但是我们想想说，好像一个父母亲啊，神可以容忍。
Just like a parent, God will tolerate.
我们中间有很多青少年，对不对
？There are many youth in our midst.
我们中间有很多青少年，父母跟父母亲之间的关系。
We know the relationship between parents and the youth.
我们在小的时候。
When we're young,
啊，我们要这个要那个。
We ask this, we ask that.
但是我们慢慢年纪大了之后
，and we're getting older.
我们是不是成天就是要这个要那个要这个要那个
？Are we still every day asking for everything?
如果是这样子的话
，if that is true,
那么我们的父母亲呢
？Then our parents.
他真的是拿你没办法。
He couldn't do anything to you.
我们跟神之间。
Between us and God,
我们祷告也是这个样子。
We pray the same way.
主耶稣告诉我们说要信服神。
Jesus telling us to trust and obey God.
我们要知道主权是在神的手里。
We need to know sovereignty is in God's hands.
我们要知道神希望看见我们有一颗谦卑的心。
We know that God wants to see us having humbling hearts.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神
Our Heavenly Father,
我们满心的赞美你
We praise you with all our hearts,
因为从你的话语里面我们能够认识你
We want to know you through your words,
虽然我们从来没有见过你
even though we have never seen you,
虽然我们从来没有用手摸过你
even though we have never touched you with our hands,
但是因为我们相信
And because we believe you,
因为你的话，
because of your word,
我们就心里面就有极大的喜乐。
Give us great joy, you know,
因为我们知道你是那位又真又活的神。
Because we know you are the true living God.
因为我们知道在你身上有所有的主权。
They're all sovereignty in you.
没有一件事情不是在你的计划里面。
There's nothing is not in your plan.
也没有一件事情你不能够成就的。
And there's nothing you cannot accomplish.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.